She looked up into the concerned eyes of Rory, who had pushed her out of the way and landed awkwardly on top of her. She rewarded him with a kiss before snapping her head back suddenly. The creature had missed her, but it had caught someone. The doctor?
When you two have finished, the doctor said from somewhere behind them, we're not out of the woods quite yet.
Where's the body? Amy asked as Rory helped her to her feet.
Our friend must have been hungry, the doctor confirmed. Probably a scavenger, used to scooping up whatever carrion it can find.
How can something that big fly in this gravity? Asked Rory, brushing fragments of rock from Amy's arm.
It's all to do with how dense air behaves in high gravity situations. Thanks to all of these volcanoes...
The doctor stopped himself.
Let's just say it's science stuff that we haven't got time for right now.
Why? What's the hurry?
Amy was puzzled. The doctor reached out and tilted Amy and Rory's heads up to the sky.
Oh, right, said Amy, more calmly than she felt.
A whole flock of the winged things were plunging towards them, mouths gaping.
They don't just scavenge, then.
Obviously not, the doctor replied.
Run!
Which was easier said than done. In the extreme gravity, it was all Amy could do to put one leg in front of the other, let alone run. Every muscle in her body ached, and all she wanted to do was crumple to the ground. Rory was trying his hardest to drag her forward, but the effort was too great. With a cry, he went down, pulling Amy with him. The doctor tried to help them up, but it was no good. They were exhausted. As the creature's screams grew closer, Amy found Rory's hand in her own and squeezed it hard, waiting for the inevitable. A flare exploded high above them, bathing the sky in a warm pink glow. Amy looked up in time to see a second explosion send the creatures flying in all directions. To the trio's amazement, a stocky figure emerged from behind a nearby clump of rocks, a large flare gun mounted on one of its arms. It wore blue overalls similar to those on the body they had found, and any exposed skin was covered in the same purple scales.
Are you hurt?
Their rescuer asked, stalking towards them on all fours, looking more like a gorilla than ever. The doctor pushed himself to his feet and held out a wavering hand in greeting.
Just a little weary. I'm afraid we're not used to such heavy gravity.
The scaly figure still hadn't taken the doctor's hand, so he awkwardly withdrew it.